Australia has officially kicked off negotiations with the UK for a free trade agreement, with hopes of sealing the deal by the end of the year. And the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, famously now, says the deal offers enormous potential.
I want a world in which we send you Marmite, you send us Vegemite, and you send us these wonderful Arnott's Tim Tams. How long can the British people be deprived of the opportunity to have Arnott's Tim Tams at a reasonable price?
Boris Johnson perhaps feeling a little peckish. Certainly sounded he was about to hop into those Tim Tams. These negotiations come at a crucial time for both nations, with Australia seeking new trade horizons beyond China and the UK anxious to cement its trading ties with the world now that it's no longer part of the EU bloc. Vicky Tredell is the UK High Commissioner to Australia. High Commissioner, welcome back to RN Breakfast.
Thank you very much and good morning, Fran.
As we heard this morning on AM, the Minister, Simon Birmingham, is hoping to get a deal by the end of the year, which would be sort of warp speed for a free trade agreement. How likely is it we could see this deal done within 6 months?
Look, there's a high level of political will, and we're both equally ambitious to do something that will set a new benchmark. So look, we will put our shoulder to the wheel. We're getting negotiations underway this month, and we're going to go at warp speed just to see if we can do it, if nothing else. But it's really important for both our economies. We're both free trading nations. We want to work together, not just in securing our FTA, but actually how we can open up trade and push away the sort of protectionism that we're beginning to see around the world.
Is it politically important for Britain too at home? I mean, a quick deal might help persuade Britons that Brexit is not all bad news on the trade and commerce front?
You have to remember that when we had the referendum, the majority voted for us to depart the EU. So, and if you look at our election result, the British people wanted Brexit done, to coin the phrase. So I think we have moved beyond the debate on whether or not we should be doing this. We have left the EU, and now's the time where the opportunities open up for the first time in over 40 years for us to have sovereignty over these issues. And that's what we're doing. We're seizing the opportunity that departure from the EU offers. And trade is vital to our economies, even more so now as part of COVID recovery. So who are we going to strike the first deals with? Our closest friends and allies, and there is no better mate than Australia.
Okay, well, in terms of what it might mean for the trade going both ways, what's the UK hoping to get out of any deal, apart from more Tim Tams?
Well, we want better priced Tim Tams. So, look, any trade deal is about making sure that it works for our consumers, our producers and our business. We want to see lower tariffs. We've already published a new global tariff regime, which sees a reduction across a number of fronts. So in a way, anything we achieve from our FTA with Australia, that is better than that. But we've done some modelling. A trade agreement with Australia could increase our exports to Australia by up to £900 million per annum, building
That's not that much, is it? Is that much in the scheme of things? I think the overall trade at the moment is $15 billion, isn't it, coming your way?
Well, at the moment, last year's statistics, our export value here in goods and services was just over £18 billion.
Right.
But this modelling is on the basis of what we currently export. A trade deal will open up opportunities, and our job is to get more than the current 13,400 UK SMEs in particular, who employ 3.6 million people, to export to Australia. So this is about better jobs. It's about supply chain security. It's about resilience so that we're less vulnerable to political and economic shocks. So that is the baseline. But if we have the bold, ambitious FTA that we're aiming for, I would anticipate and I would certainly hope that we will see an increase, not just in two-way trade, but also in the level of investment, the jobs that we create in each other's countries. We are, after all, the second largest investor already in Australia, and the UK is Australia's second largest investment destination worldwide. So we have an incredible foundation on which to build.
In terms of the jobs you create in each other's countries, are visas key to that? Will we see a relaxation of visa restrictions between the two countries, and will you be pushing for that?
Well, what we want to see, and I think Minister Birmingham has already said this, that obviously the mobility issue between our two countries to attract the best skilled workers, there is a piece around youth mobility and the sort of existing schemes that we have. These will be on the negotiating table.
How keen is Britain on that? I mean, if it might be on the negotiating table, who's pushing it? In the past, the UK was interested in a visa-less travel system, a free movement system between Australia. Australia wasn't keen on that. So how central is this kind of thing to the UK negotiation?
Well, it is important for us. You know, if we look at the City of London, it has benefited so much from Australians who have worked there and helped to make the City of London the premier global financial centre. It's a position we aim to maintain. So it is essential for us to have the best talent coming to the UK.
In terms of Australia, where Australia can profit there, we already have a significant services investment and trade with Britain. What about agriculture? It's always the stumbling block in free trade agreements, particularly for Australia. How likely is it that British farmers might give up some ground?
Well, we're working with our industry and our farming sector to make the case for them. And it's not talking about the negative end of the spectrum. It's about showcasing the opportunities that are open.
How do the British farmers see it as an opportunity that there might be more Australian beef or more Australian lamb or more Australian sugar coming into Britain?
Well, look, we had our red meat industry, a mission came out here in February to actually see what the opportunity on the ground was. And there will be opportunities for British beef coming into Australia. But, you know, we will be niche, we will be premium, we're not mass market. And it's about our positioning. And at the end of the day,
what about Australian beef going into Britain? That's what our farmers would be interested in.
Well, of course they will be, but, you know, there is only so much each country can produce, and there is a global market out there. We want the opportunity for both our agricultural sectors. Agriculture is always a difficult area for any FTA negotiation between any two trading nations. But we just have to grip it, and we have to highlight what the opportunities are, where the complementarity is. Look, our seasonality is the direct opposite of each other. Our day is your night and vice versa. Mm-hmm. So you will be producing foodstuffs in your summer when it is our winter. And our supermarkets and our consumers will be wanting year-round products. So there is a mutuality to all of this. We just have to thrash through the detail, and that's precisely what we're going to do. We want to see the best British meat and all our products here. You know, where you have Tim Tams, as my Prime Minister has flagged, we have penguins and other fantastic British produce. You know, we've seen market entry for Mr. Kipling's. It's one of the tweets that we've sent out. And within a very short time, it's become one of the most popular cake offers that people buy in your supermarkets. And it's about consumer choice at the end of the day.
Can I just ask you finally, Vicky Tradella, as High Commissioner, UK High Commissioner to Australia, Julian Assange is in prison in Britain, and there's been court cases there. The next one has been put off for some time now. In your role as UK High Commissioner, has the Australian government spoken to you about the future of Julian Assange, the position of Julian Assange, the well-being of Julian Assange?
Well, as you heard yesterday when Minister Birmingham was making his press club speech, he has absolute confidence, as do I and all of us, in the independence of the British judiciary.
I'm asking you, has the Australian government made representations to Britain through you at any point?
Look, the Julian Assange issue is something that we talk about. But there is a judicial process going on, and we have to trust the system.
Vicky Trudell, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Vicky Trudell is the UK High Commissioner to Australia.